Tantor Audio presents The Sleepwalkers, How Europe Went to War in 1914, by Christopher Clark, narrated by Derek Perkins. Introduction. The European continent was at peace on the morning of Sunday, the 28th of June, 1914, when Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife, Sophie Chotek, arrived at Sarajevo railway station. 37 days later, it was at war. The conflict that began that summer mobilized 65 million troops, claimed three empires, 20 million military and civilian deaths, and 21 million wounded. The horrors of Europe's 20th century were born of this catastrophe. It was, as the American historian Fritz Stern put it, the first calamity of the 20th century, the calamity from which all other calamities sprang. The debate over why it happened began before the first shots were fired, and has been running ever since. It has spawned an historical literature of unparalleled size, sophistication, and moral intensity. For international relations theorists, the events of 1914 remain the political crisis par excellence, intricate enough to accommodate any number of hypotheses. The historian who seeks to understand the genesis of the First World War confronts several problems. The first and most obvious is an oversupply of sources. Each of the belligerent states produced official multi-volume editions of diplomatic papers, vast works of collective archival labor. There are treacherous currents in this ocean of sources. Most of the official document editions produced in the interwar period have an apologetic spin. The 57